Scotland?
Yes, yes. So currently I'm working in the England. Actually, the work we presented today is done in Scotland at SAC, Scottish Agriculture College. First of all, thanks to Dennis and Lara to invite me to participate in this seminar. Thank you very much. So I would like to spend some time to have very brief describes a model we have developed, and then have the validation on the root system, and then we'll have the application, how to use the model, address some issues. So the model, we can see as a tool to investigate very complicated systems, especially for agriculture systems, because the field evaluation system may be very complicated and error prone, and also they're very expensive. If you want to investigate some issues, so we have to go through the whole growing season. So that takes time, and also they cost a lot. So the simulation models that can be used as an efficient tool and aid in evaluation of field management practices. Probably I can acute the designs as many scenarios as possible to run the model, give the quick answer on the issues we are interested in. So the title I'll give is just to emphasize the interactions. So why we should consider interactions? So first of all, probably so we can list reasons. That's most important is it could promote the sustainable agriculture by optimizing the resource consumption. And also we add modeling of above ground growth and development. So we have to think about the above ground, and sometimes we need to understand resource exploitation through the knowledge of root architecture and resource availability. So that means we're linked above ground and below ground. And also, the root architecture depends on the partitioning of carbohydrate from the above ground. Sometimes, the plant growth and development and in above ground, both in above ground and below ground, that depends on environment. So that's this interaction between below ground and above below ground and above ground, and also plant and environment. So the dynamics of the plant nitrogen uptake during the growing season is a main factor influencing the organic nitrogen pools in the soil profile. So the process of nitrogen uptake is associated with the environment factors and also plant factors. So the process is mainly controlled by external nitrogen availability. So it's in turn as controlled by environment factors. Here I list the soil temperature and soil moisture, and also the plant factors such as plant demand, root morphology, and the root architecture will control the plant is regulating the nitrogen uptake. So again, the plant factors will affect the environment conditions. So this really is in action, it's a very complicated systems. So we try to use the modeling, systems modeling approach to investigate the issues. This is the modeling exercise that demonstrate the deep rooting depths and the denser rooting density will improve nitrogen uptake and avoid the nitrogen lynching. So from this Yeah, from the bottom of this figures, you can see that the middle of this root architecture is much better for the capture of the nitrogen by plant and also the avoid nitrogen leaching from the soil profile. So really, we need to look at the below ground, how the behavior of the root systems to this environment conditions. So based on the ideas, we have developed a model. This is a mixed dimensional, multi-layer, the field scale, west-driven, and the daily time step dynamic simulation model. So currently, these models, they include plant growth and development. So this is including both above ground and below ground, and also can look at the soil crop or intercrop. And also nitrogen and carbon cycling, soil water movement, and heat transfer transformation. So this is a framework of the model. I wouldn't spend much time today to illustrate this model. So here, we could see there are some organic matter pools here. So to look at the nitrogen and carbon cyclings in the soil profiles. And also some two pools. This is inorganic nitrogen, it's ammonium and nitrate. And also here, that's the soil water, and this is the soil heater. And again, the root system plays very important roles because it's linked with the plant and also and soil water and the inorganic and nitrogen pools. So this is really the important part. So we try to simulate the root systems. Here is we define the root architecture. So this is slightly different from the definitions that the presenters given in previous in this morning or in afternoon sessions. But we just define the axis, just the seminal rules, and then the lateral rules. This is the first lateral road, and the second, and the higher, third order lateral rules. And also we try to look at this is three very important parameters to describe the root architecture. So mainly we look at the branching process and also growth processes. For the branching process, we look at the branching position and branching orientation. So for the root growth, we look at the elongation direction, elongation rate, dynamics of root diameter, mortality, and uptake of nitrogen and water. So again, we currently have this six relatively independent components in this model. We use the COM technique to implement this model. In that case, we can reuse these components. So it's very easy to plug into the other models. So this is the very nice comparison of the root systems. Unfortunately, we are lack of these samples to validate this simulated root architecture. So on the left-hand side is assembled. We produced from my previous research group. So from this comparison, we can say that the simulated root architecture is quite consistent with the sampled root systems. So we have to think about the compromising way to look at the conventional root systems, the conventional representations of root systems. So just use root length density. So we revisit the root data on wind weight. Actually, this work is done by Peter Gregory, the first presenter this morning. So this is quite old, old work, research work. So the reason why we choose this research work because they have very detailed root systems and also with the dynamics of root systems to measure it, and also to have very complete data set. So this is research conducted at the University of Nottingham at the Southern Bonington. And this is the varieties, the wind wheat, the maize, the Huntsman. The soil type is sandy loam. And also just use nitrogen applications, it's 97 kilograms nitrogen per hectare. The frost from May 1975. This soil data is the 30th October 1974. So the ancestors data is middle June 1975. The harvest on the 5th of August. So from this research work, they indicated that the root system will complete at the ancestors. So we just use the model to simulate these root systems until this day. So first of all, we compare the root length distribution for the whole soil profile. So this is on 25th of February 1975. So from this figure, you can see that it's quite much of this sample data. So with the time, so you can see this is just the 13th of May. So that again, it's just a very similar pattern of the root length distribution. So again, it's the 10th of June. So you can say that's similar. So this exercise actually partially answered the lecture's question as he raised to the previous presenter. We tried to use the 3D root systems to convert it to the 1D. If it's possible, because it's time consuming to run a 3D model. At the same time, so we compare the leaf biomass, this dynamics of leaf biomass. This is slightly overestimated in the latest stage of the growing season. This is similar to the above ground biomass. This is the head of this is just shoot biomass. Again, just a little bit overestimated. So this is a root biomass until the ancestors. So again, it's a little bit overestimated. So we can see this model could give very good performance to estimate the root systems and the dynamics of the root system, and also the above ground biomass or below ground biomass. So now we are confident in this model. So we try to use this model to look at the genotype variations, because the genetic improvement of the crop root the crop root to the systems to increase the efficiency of the water and nutrients captured by plant requires an understanding in which root trees could be targeted for selection, or in which conditions the root trees could be more efficient. But unfortunately, this is it's unclear at the moment. We don't know which root trees can efficiently to influence the water uptake or nutrient uptake. So we try to use the sensitivity analysis to look at the individual root trees, to look at how the individual root trees responds to the environment conditions. So we choose the four parameters: the potential root elongation rate, maximum root length, the known branching length of the tips, and interbranching distance. So just to see some parameters now highlighted in the definition of root architecture. So that's in the list here, just a list of the maximum and minimum values for each parameter each parameters and for different root odds. So I won't spend much time to look at each of this. So I just picked up the one as an example to look at the whole the chain of this root trace to affect the root length distribution. So just this 27th of May. So this is just they have the two scenarios. One is a sparse system, another is the denser systems. Sparse system is just with large interbranching distance, and the dense is with very small interbranching distances. Because we can see that so just if we change the interbranching distance on the primary root, so just in the for other rules, other classes of rules, just use this 0.33 centimeters of as the interbranching distance. So we can see that this is the denser root systems have quite overestimated of the root length distribution. That means to give very sensitive response to the to this parameter. And again, for the sparse system, systems just giving a very small the root length distribution. So similar situation to other odds of the roots. This is just to change the interbranch distance on the first order of light root. It's a similar situation. So this is just for the second order of the light root to change it. But this is just the contrast to the primary and first order of light roots. So here, just with less response to this to the interbranch distance at this time. So if we reorganize of the graph, we just put the denser systems together to look at the to change the different classes of the root to see what happens. So we can say this is just sparse. This is denser system. So we can say that for the second layer, second order of the lateral roots, just has less influence on the root length distribution. But this is for the primary and fourth order lateral has give very proud. It's very large influence on the root length distribution. So for the sparse systems, it's similar. So the second order of lateral roots has less influence, but for the primary and the fourth order has quite a large influence on that. So we could use this preliminary results to give the breeder and to let them to select the genotypes to give the select this genotype to give the ideal the root length distribution. So I better to stop my presentation by the conclusions. This is a spectral model can simulate below ground and above ground of wind weight reasonably accurate, and considering the interaction between crop growth and environmental conditions. I apologize for the wrong wording for the second conclusion. So the primary and lateral density, especially for first order lateral, have a profound effect on the total length and distribution of a root system produced. Thank you very much.
Trying to match that. What about the weight? Is there a relationship there in terms of biomass of the roots of having an effect? We're taking that into account as well.
Yes, there's a special parameter to investigate the length per weight. Yes, that's the parameter, but I didn't mention that.
Does that affect that relationship in terms of changing the secondary roots having an
yes,
impact?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Any other questions? Any questions?
No.
Okay, I'm going to come up with one more then. in terms of your biomass, what is driving the carbon? Do you have photosynthesis in there?
Yes.
And so you're using light and the sun-shaded canopy type of thing?
Yeah. So to estimate the photosynthesis, considering the temperature, solar radiation, the canopy, the vertical distribution of the canopy, mm-hmm. And also the water status, the nitrogen concentration in leaves.
Okay. Yeah. I think I've seen some references to that. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.